interviewing Benjamin Franklin Gibbs at Mr. Gibbs' house on March the 15th. The subject of this interview will be Mr. Gibbs' life. Mr. Gibbs, what was your family like? Do you have many brothers and sisters?
Or? Yes, sir. I have 8 sisters and 4 brothers. And it's 3 brothers. There's 12 in the family, all of us. We was pretty fortunate. We lived out on a farm, and we had never did have a whole lot, but had plenty to eat.
Yeah.
Plenty of stuff around, you know, to do.
Where were you located in the family? The oldest or youngest?
I was next to the lad. I had one sister younger than me. I'm the baby of the family now.
Okay. Did you live on a farm? What did you grow on?
We growed cotton, corn, wheat, oats. It was a 280-acre farm.
Man.
Had 5 tenant houses on it.
So did you have your people working for you?
My dad rented out land to people, you know.
Okay.
We didn't have tractors like they have this day and time. We had mules. We plowed mules. We didn't plow tractors like they do this time in the modern day.
Did you have to help harvest and all that?
Yes, sir. We harvested big cotton, hoed cotton, and haul hay.
Yeah, full day's work.
Yes, sir. Sun up, sun down.
Did you own any livestock? Pigs, cows?
We had pigs, cows. We had our own cows, pigs, raised our own beef. Had our own milk, butter, eggs, chicken.
So you just grocery store in the backyard?
Yes, sir. It's all there at the house. My mother used to can 5 to 1,000 cans of fruit every year, vegetables, fruit, and all that. She done all that, and we had it stored. My daddy, he'd kill about 6 hogs every year and put it in. We had a smokehouse out back put it in there and salt it down or smoke it.
Yeah.
Cure it out.
Did you go to, what was school like back then? Did you walk to school?
Yes, sir, I walked all my school life. What little I went, got to the 10th grade, but we had a walk, it was about 2 miles we walked to school every day.
All the weather?
Yes, sir, rain, sleet, snow, whenever we could. We done all the walking to school.
Yeah. You told me about something that happened at age 16.
My father died, yes, sir, and I had to take over the farm. All of my sisters and brothers all of them were married then, except two of my sisters.
Yeah.
One of them was an invalid. My youngest sister was an invalid, and the one that was home with me, she's an old maid. She's still old maid. She never get married. Only one in the family never get married.
Yeah. Where did he die from?
He had a heart attack. Yes.
Was
he much? Gene, I don't know. I guess it worked out. He worked hard all his life.
Yeah.
He cleared all the land there, you know, back then. And they take when they clear the land, have stumps out, you know. And they take. My daddy used to buy dynamite.
Yeah.
He can't do that now, you know.
Yeah.
This day and time, he used to buy dynamite and would take an auger. Bore a hole down on it, stick a dynamite and blow it out.
That'd be a sight to see.
Yeah.
You had to quit school then? What?
Yes, sir, I quit school. I was in the 9th, partly in the 10th, and I quit and started taking care of my mother in the farm.
What, did you get any job to earn money?
No, sir, I just worked there until 51 I left the farm, but 1944, they called me, and I had to go to service.
Yeah.
And I stayed a couple of years in service. Then I came back out of service, and I stayed there until 51, and I got a job in Goodyear, Cedar Town.
Yeah. What was training and service like?
I was in the infantry.
Yeah.
I had to go through all that, and then I went overseas to the Philippines and Japan. We fought in the Philippines. I was fighting over there in the Philippines when the war was over.
Yeah.
And we left there, and after the war was over, peace time, we went on to Japan to stay.
What was it like over there?
Well, back when I was over there, you couldn't tell much about nothing in Japan. In the Philippines, we was in the mountains mostly. Stayed in the mountains all the time fighting. And Japanese had got up in the mountains, you know. We had to go up there and get, we fought what they call the Billa Verde Trail, and we won that. Then we came back down to rest camp on the beach and stayed about a month, and then went up in Bagel, northern Bagel, Louisiana, yeah. Up in Bagel. We have heard of it not, but we was little town Bagel, and it was about 20 miles off from there when we went out, when we was up there when the war was over.
Oh, okay. So when you came out of the war, where'd you work, or what'd you do?
I came back to the farm, went taking care of my mother till I come out. I stayed about 20 months. I was sitting there one day, and the CP, you know, the clerk, the company clerk, at that time, I was on a telephone operator.
Yeah.
And he called me and said, he called me BF. He said, BF, would you like to get out of the Army? Yeah, I knowed him. I said, would you? He said, sure would. And he said, well, I know you're a provider for your mother and your two sisters here, so you can get a furlough, I mean, get out of the Army, you know.
Yeah.
Told me to write mother now and get them to get a note of request and fill out some form. They sent them back, and I got out.
Yeah.
And I went back to the farm after that.
Had anything changed?
No. It's about everything about like it was. And that was in 1946, I believe, when I got out, 1946.
Did you go to, like, the Vietnam War or the Korean War?
No, I didn't have to go there. That's World War II, I don't know when, too.
Did you get married? When did you get married?
I got married about 2 years. We got married in 1947, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In 1947, I come out about a year and a half after I got there. And luckily, we didn't have no lights, no nothing like that back then. We had kerosene lamp, and lead. Well, we bought a lead lamp. We lived in a little house, one of Daddy's old houses out there. So, 1951, and I left the farm. Got worked in much of good living at, and went to Goodyear.
What was it like working at Goodyear?
Well, it was pretty good. I mean, I didn't get to work there long. They laid off 500 hands, and my boss man told me, says, I'm going to have to lay you off from your job. He says, you're a good hand, and you're a good worker. He says, I tell you what I'll do. I'll just tell you to go hunt you a job, and you have one here till I lay you off. I came to Anniston and went to work with Barbara Davis.
I was wondering, was there any unions in the Goodyear while you were working there?
I can't remember whether there was or not. I don't know. I was in Searstown. I can't remember. I don't think I didn't belong to union there. They might have had one there in Searstown. But they had one in Gadsden. But I don't know whether they ever had one. See, they tore that plant down there.
Yeah.
Searstown. And what we made was the fiber that went in the tires.
Yeah.
All kinds of fiber. Water hole, hot, for bar trucks and all that. High pressure hoses, make fiber for that.
So you just worked on an assembly line?
It was what they call where I worked was what they call spinning, in the spinning department.
Yeah.
It's still several different departments where the cotton has come on up, you know. So I just worked in the spinning department.
How much, what was the wage like, the money?
Well, I made, $50 a week, I believe, when I went to work there at Goodyear.
Yeah.
I came down here to Barber's, and they were paying me 75 a week when I first went to work there. And I went to work for them at 52.
Did you work a lot of hours at Goodyear?
8 hours. Sometimes we work over, double over, you know. They
want
us double over, and we work 16 hours sometimes. Of course, how much stuff they had to get out, you know, put out.
You worked at Barber. What? Just delivered milk?
I was a wholesale route salesman down there for grocery stores, cafes, and all that, like your dad and them, you know.
Yeah.
And I delivered milk to them.
Where did you, can you name some of the places you delivered to back then?
Yeah, I worked south of here. I worked Oxford, Montford, worked Geo School, worked Mumford School, worked Coldwater School, and all the grocery stores up and down the highway, the mom and pop stores. But all of them about out of business now, I noticed down through there. Ain't many of them in business anymore.
You didn't have to live in any homes, did you?
No, I never did get into home delivery. It's all commercial. I worked there for over 35 years, nearly 35 and a half years.
Going back to childhood, what was child living like a child like?
Well, we lived out, you know, on that farm, and we made our own games. We, a bunch of us boys, to get together. We didn't have no radio or nothing back then. One guy in our community had a radio, so every Saturday night we'd go over there and listen to the radio, you know. Mm-hmm. And when we had something to do to play, we had to get out and make what we had. We had what's called slide hills. We'd get a plank and we'd make a slide out of it and go down a big pine thicket, go down a big hill, you know. When it was sort of dangerous, I think about it today. Down at the bottom of the hill, they had a barbed wire fence. And we'd be flying, and we had ducked under that fence, keep clipping our head off.
Yeah.
And we had a wagon, a hill over there. Mm-hmm. And we made all our wagons. We'd go down in the woods, and we'd take a sweet gum tree, cut it down, and bore a hole in it, and take a hickory tree, a little hickory tree about like that.
Yeah.
And make the axle, and we'd get some lumber and make the wagon. We had some big hills, you know, we'd ride down and everything. And we had a lot of fun, but it was, some of it was dangerous, but I wonder how I got through it. But some of the other things we done, we used to, watch us boys, we was, I don't remember how old we was, but we'd get together, you know.
Yeah.
And you'll see a hickory sapling, how they
still
are. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It'd be about that big around, and maybe 15, 20 foot high.
Uh-huh.
And three or four of us would ride up and climb up it and bend it over. And one ride it back, you know.
Oh,
and one had a strong across the mountain. We do a lot of things back then, had a good time.
During the winter, did you ice skate?
No, we didn't have too much. We'd come a snow well once in a while, you know, not too many snows. We'd rabbit hunt when it come a snow. Get out and go rabbit hunt with sticks, find them, you know, where they track, find them in the bed. We done a lot of hunting back then. I had hunting dogs. We done a little squirrel hunting, all that. Rabbit hunting. Enjoyed it.
Fishing back then, did you just use a...
Well, we mostly, we just cut us a long sapling down, that's all we had, and get a string and tie it on the end of it, and go down to the creek. Well, most of the time when it rained, you'd go down the creek and catch a little mud cat. We call them mud cats. I don't know if you ever seen them or not.
Yeah.
And we'd go down there and fish, catch them. We'd go down there sometime and on the creek, and carry some eggs, boil them, have a big time, you know.
In school, can you tell me anything about school, sports you played, studies?
Well, mostly back then we had English, arithmetic, reading, history. And the little school there where I was raised, it's called Gold Ridge Community, had a little three-room school. It had three teachers. They teach from the first to the ninth grade. And we had a good basketball team. In fact, when I was going to school, we had a little, what's called junior high basketball team, and we played basketball, and we won the Randolph County Championship as boys here. We played at New Hope, Alabama.
Yeah.
Old gym, I went through there yesterday, and I looked, the old gym's still standing there. That's the only indoor gym they had back then. We didn't have, we played out on the dirt out there. Our little school had a, like you put a goal around here, we had two goals. And we had tennis there back then. Mr. Lovering, he was our teacher. He got some tennis rackets, and we put a net across, and they played tennis some. But them basketball goals, they played out on the dirt elsewhere. We'd go to another school, like Pine Hill, or go to Slag, I believe the name of the place. We'd go down there and play. It's all on dirt. We didn't get to play on it. But when we got to play our tournament, we thought we were up in heaven, you know, after wood floor there inside. We really had a time at that. We enjoyed it.